Welcome to this year's FrostCon. It is FrostCon 17, and this is the init. And as you see, we have a new design, a new logo. I think this is the most important thing this year.
And we are back in person.
Yeah, we have a slide for this.
Like real, like not like in front of a screen, and you can touch people.
Yeah, but you can shake hands. Really, you can.
But please ask before you touch.
Please ask, of course, and
yeah. Great to be back. Great to have you back.
Yeah. But, of course, as you have all noticed, and I see very much at every face a face mask, so please wear at every time inside the building a proper face mask, so surgical mask or FFP2 mask or better.
Unless, of course, you're giving a talk. Then
yeah, that's fine.
Or easier to
have a cup of coffee or something like this, and during the social event outside, it's also okay if you don't. So outside, it's okay if you don't wear masks.
We will put some benches outside where you can, like, if you want to have a conversation with someone and don't wear a mask, please go outside. There's plenty of room where you can sit and have a nice talk. And the weather is supposed to be bright and sunny later, so it will be nice outside. And thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah. One more thing, please just do a test on a daily basis, like a self-test, just to be...
There's like a test center right in front, like 50 meters in front of the entrance. If you tell them you're going to an indoor event, they will charge you $3 and you get a test with a certificate.
But back to FrostCon, we have a keynote this year by... Christian Theuner about digitale Souveränität, Verzweiflung oder Handeln. Unfortunately, it's only in German, but thank you very much for coming.
In total, we have about 65 talks and 4 workshops. You can check the schedule under program.frostcon.org.
Yeah, we have projects again. You have maybe seen already the exhibition in Mensa. That's the big room just in front of the entrance with, I think, 20-ish projects which are presenting their work there. We have a few dev rooms and also a subconference by Ganiti.
And apparently a WordPress subconference that just like appeared.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, as usual, we have a wide arrangement of beverages right outside in the hallway that can be purchased for a good price. And we'll please remember to hydrate.
Yeah. Water is cheaper. Yeah, and of course, we have coffee thanks to the Cafe Tante that she is making coffee again for us, which is really excellent.
So, and if you choose to volunteer, there might be a coffee flat rate.
Yeah.
Later tonight, we will have a social event starting at 6. It will be our caterer promised us a Greek night, so like specialties from Greek, with meat and without meat, if you choose so. We have to thank Flying Circus for supporting the food, and especially also Emlix for supporting the drinks. Do we have a price for the social event? I think it's...
No, we will announce it.
So yeah, you need to buy like a wristband and drinks are for free with or without a wristband.
Yeah, we have also provided by the university Wi-Fi. These are the credentials, but there should also be some signs all over the...
Look for signs that says the internet, and there's a QR code you can scan.
Yeah, and then we have a welcome at the university by Professor Dr. Matthias Bertram. He is Vice Dean of the Department of Computer Science. The stage is yours, I guess.
Thank you very much. Test, 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, this is... Can you hear me? Yeah, of course. This is the first... My name is Matthias Berdrum, as you see on this slide. This is my first event as Vice Dean. I have become Vice Dean in July, so if it's a bit bumpy, please be gentle. As Vice Dean, I'm very pleased to welcome you here at the University of Applied Sciences in St. Augustine to this free and open software conference this year. And as the two have already said, in person. That's so great that we can meet in person again. And we had a semester where we had which was in presence, and it was so nice seeing students again and seeing how high or how tall the students are in reality. That's totally different to Zoom or WebEx or whatever you know you use. The FrostCon from the side of our department is viewed as a great success for our university. It has been established, as far as I know, I'm here since 2019. I think FrostCon was initiated in 2005. And since then it has... is it all right? 2005, right? Six. Okay, I'm sorry. 2006. By my colleague Syed Klevitsen and two research assistants, as far as I know. And since then it has become a permanent fixture in our academic year here at the university, which is really, really nice. As a representative for the department, let me shortly, I'm sure you have already known or heard this over the last years, let me shortly introduce our department to you. Our department of computer science is one of the biggest departments here in Germany of computer science at the University of Applied Sciences with 2,400 students. We have about 40 professors here that teach in several programs, bachelor programs, master programs, traditional informatics or computer science, information systems, which is my area of expertise, automation systems, visual computing and games tech. Program in cybersecurity and privacy. open source for me personally is something that I was always thrilled about. I was always I learned about open source when I was 13 and I bought my first PC. And I remember the first open source software that came to mind for me was Slackware Linux. That was then in these magazines, as DVDs and CDs, as you probably know. And I was fascinated by it. I was not able to comprehend it, nor to install it, but I was fascinated by the concept of free operating systems, knowing only DOS and other things. and open source at academia, as you all know, has always been closely connected and is still closely connected to this day. And even in my area of research or in my field, information systems, Wirtschaftsinformatik, open source plays an important role. There is a great body of literature in the information systems area about open source, about the organization of open source projects, about democratic decision-making projects, about the role of firms and open source, the interplay. And I think there is a lot of things we can learn from open source, from going into something with an open mindset, and trying to build something, to create something new based on this open mindset. And there is a lot we can learn from open source in my field, but also in other fields, of course. And I think there are many to-dos for us as researchers as well. I don't know how much time I have. If you give a professor a mic, you will always...
yeah, just maybe finish.
Perhaps I will finish now. so what remains me to say is that I'm very pleased that you are all here in person, that we welcome you at the university here in St. Augustine, and that I wish that you can use this conference to connect, to network, to exchange ideas, and most of all, enjoy the time here in St. Augustine at FrostCon. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this introduction.
Thank you.
Just one remark, please. If you see somebody without a face mask, that wasn't the reason, but please just ask them to wear a mask. Every one of you, if you see somebody without a mask, just remind them. Most of them, I think, are doing this because they forgot, so just please do it. And if there are any issues, then
find someone with a green or blue shirt that has Frostcon, and we have a escalation procedure for this.
Yeah. Probably we want to de-escalate, but anyway, you know what we mean.
Yes, we still need help. So as every year, this conference is run by volunteers, and without the tens of volunteer helpers, this event wouldn't be possible. So if you're bored at some point today, or if you want to pitch in, then there's shifts left on in the helper system. It's at helfer.frostcon.org. You'll probably get a nice green shirt out of it, and food and drinks and good karma. So, yeah.
So if you have registered for some shift, please go in C153 and just say that you want to help.
The same room as every year for you. So
yes.
Who's been. One small person. Who's at FrostCon for the first time? Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Who
welcome.
Who has been here for one... Who has been here just online before? Okay.
And who has been here more than 10 times? A handful. Thank you.
Maybe this was a lie that I've been here for more than 10 years. But anyway, it feels like I've been 10 years here. Okay, yeah, I would like to thank our conference partner, MNIX. You have seen them. They have the big booth at the entrance. They are supporting this event. Thank you very much.
If you have feedback, maybe we have this QR code hanging around. Just scan it with your phone, or go to
that link,
and maybe we find a better solution later. Enter this secret code DLRFA. We will tweet it as well. How do you say for Mastodon? Toot it.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and then I would like to thank all of our partners, all of the team, and I welcome you. Have fun at this conference, and probably we will see all over the day, the next 2 days at social event and at the closing event.
Thank you very much, and welcome.